Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's Hall of Fame will make an announcement coming into 6 o'clock today as to who gets in, who doesn't get in, does anybody get in? And we're going to talk about that in just a couple of seconds with the gentleman who joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from WKYC-TV, Channel 3. He is Mr. Jay Crawford. Hello, Jay.
What's good, guys?
Hello, hello.
All kinds of good things. Before we get to baseball stuff, and I know you're a passionate baseball guy, here we sit.
I am.
After some phenomenal football games over the weekend, we have a team that wasn't phenomenal over the final eight games, disappointed everybody, and you're running the ship this offseason. Jay, congratulations. You are
thinking, what a gig that would be, right?
If you're Andrew Berry.
You stay the course, and you really don't have much options, many options. You know, you're going to pay Baker what you're going to pay him. He's probably untradeable on a one-year deal coming off surgery and coming off the season that he just had. And I'm banking on the every other year theory to work in the Browns' favor next year. You know, his rookie year, he set the record for the most touchdown passes ever by a rookie. And then the next season, he flopped. And then his third season, he took the team to the playoffs and won a playoff game. And then in his odd or his even year, he flopped again. But I'll tell you, time is very helpful in situations like this because, you know, your knee-jerk reaction when you're watching it is, you know, this just isn't the answer. And then you watch the AFC divisional round and you see Burrow and you see Allen and you see Mahomes doing what they're doing and you're like, this team is light years away. Our quarterback in no even or odd year looks like that. But with time, sometimes comes clarity, and I think that's the case with this. Despite what everyone wants to call a train wreck season, and his 17 touchdowns and 12 picks or 10 picks, whatever it was, in 14 games, as bad as that feels to all of us, we thumped the Cincinnati Bengals, who were one win from the Super Bowl, and we did it at their place when both teams were full strength. So you want to blow that up? I don't. What I want is to find a way to harness what we did four or five games last year. And that's the benchmark. That's what we know this team can do. You just have to get them to do it on a regular basis. And I think the draft is going to help. You know, they definitely need receiver help. They still need some help on the defense. But I don't think it's as far off as people want to think. I really don't.
Do you think that the quarterback play, the voices to not want Baker be the quarterback are just super loud right now because we're coming off that season? I mean, we went back to the Cincinnati game earlier in the show, and that's where the Bengals won the AFC North. If you go back and think about that, you know, we beat them, and maybe we were the motivation for them for the rest of the season. They have a bye week. You look at the next seven games, Cincinnati goes 5-2. What'd the Browns do? 2-5. And I just, the way you frame the picture there, it's like you hear the bash on Baker, And then you wonder, I sit here and still wonder if he was healthy. And should they have ever put him back out there after week three?
Well, I think having the benefit of the results, Andy, and watching the body of work, the answer to that is clearly no to both questions. He was not healthy. And when Baker needed to be the adult in the room and say, this is this injury and these injuries are affecting my play a lot more than I want to admit, he wasn't. And then when it was time for the Browns, Powers, coaches, general manager, to be the adults in the room and step up and say, you can't see the forest through the trees. Your injuries are clearly diminishing your play, and it's impacting our team's chances to make a playoff run. They didn't do the right thing either. So it was a learning moment. Baker's got to be more honest with his injuries, and the Browns have to be the adults when the player can't be. And, you know, this team was 2-1 and damn near 3-0 with quarterbacks not named Baker Mayfield. So, you know, you pay these guys for a reason. And Case Keenum was one of the highest paid backup quarterbacks in the league for a reason. They had faith in him. So why, and again, we have the hindsight of the results and watching the season play out. Why after week four or three or whenever it became blatantly obvious that he just, I in the Arizona game was when I said this injury is affecting him way too much. If they make a switch at that point and they win just half their games from that point on, they're in the playoffs. But they didn't, and now they're left to kind of look back and wonder what if. But there is no doubt in my mind, guys, no doubt that his injury dramatically affected his ability to perform his job. Not slightly, not marginally. In my view, it dramatically impacted his ability. And what happens with the psyche of a fragile athlete? And I hate to call Baker a fragile athlete, but that's the truth. We all know that. I wish he wasn't, but he is. He has rabbit ears and thin skin. And guys, I'm going to tell you, those are two characteristics that I think are kind of baked into the DNA. I don't know if he's going to be able to shake those characteristics, but he'd better be able to shake them, because he's going to hear critics no matter what he's doing. He's going to hear critics because he's that guy. He almost invites that onto himself. But I don't want to wash that part of his personality out, because that's also what drives him and what makes him so good when people say he can't get it done. I want a chip on his shoulder. I want a block on his shoulder. But I also want him to get off social media, stop listening to you guys, stop reading the paper, stop watching television, and just do your job. You know, just do your job. And, you know, I think it's possible for him to do that, and I definitely believe he has the skill set to be a good quarterback in the NFL, a playoff quarterback in the NFL. He'll never be Patrick Mahomes. He'll never be Josh Allen. Hell, I don't think he'll ever be Joe Burrow. But he doesn't have to be. He doesn't. He's got a great supporting cast, and if he can just put this fragile psyche to the side and turn out the noise is killing him. And so what happened was, when he was hurt and underperforming, he listened to the critics, he got pissed, he went out, he tried harder to show them that they were wrong, and the one thing you can never do is try harder. I mean, you know, you should be giving 100% all the time. But he went out there and tried to make throws that he probably could make healthy, but he definitely couldn't make injured. And when he couldn't make them, they turned into mistakes, and they cost us football games. Guys, we should have beat the Packers in Green Bay. You know, this team is not far off. So the notion of, you know, Baker's got to go, well, who are you going to replace him with? And, you know, you just can't start willy-nilly making wholesale changes like that. I know that there is a large vocal crowd that thinks that he's never going to be the guy, but he's already been the guy. He already won a playoff game. So just everybody take a breath. I hope the offseason lets everybody decompress and reset. And when they come back in August with a healthy Baker Mayfield, some new draft picks, hopefully some signees in the free agent period, they can get this thing together. I was reading an article this morning about the Bills and how And this is the beauty of the NFL. It's not set up for the Kansas Cities of the world and the Buffaloes of the world to stay at the talent cycle, at the top of the talent cycle for a decade. What New England did was a product of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's not the norm. Buffalo's going to lose a lot of good players this season, a lot of good players. And Kansas City is due to do the same thing in the next year and two. So I know it seems like we're light years behind those teams, but they're going to take a step back because they're going to lose free agents. And, you know, now Josh Allen, you know, his salary cap hit is still low, but it's going to get bigger every year. And when it's up to $40 million in 2025, they're going to see that winning your window to win a Super Bowl with a young quarterback is very small. Look at Russell Wilson in Seattle. They won when they hit him on a cheap deal. And once they had to pay him, they couldn't pay other players, and they fell back to the pack.
The Hall of Fame in baseball, Jay, has an announcement coming today. And it's the last year on the ballot for a couple of guys who have been polarizing in Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. A-Rod gets his shot. Who gets in? Who doesn't get in? Who deserves to get in? David Ortiz seems like the most likely. He's a DH. Well, DH is now a position in Major League Baseball, so why not? Who gets in? Who doesn't?
Yeah,
who should?
I don't know if Poppy gets in on this shot, but he may. I do think that Barry Bonds gets in. I'm not sure about Clemens. Yeah, I do. I think you know, we saw from year 9 and to 10, we saw Larry Walker go from 55% of the vote to a plus 22 on his last year in the ballot. Okay, so he's on the ballot for the final time, and he goes from 55% support to 77% support. He gets over the threshold, and he gets in. I think one of the craziest things in sports is the way the Baseball Hall of Fame writers vote, or voters, rather, vote. You're either a Hall of Famer the day you retire or you're not. And nothing really is going to change my opinion on that. Barry Bonds hasn't hit a single home run in 15 years.
Yep.
His numbers are the same now as they were the day he retired. And quite honestly, so is his reputation and his legacy. Now, PED use is a part of Barry Bonds' legacy. We know that. It is. But do you think that there were guys pitching to Barry Bonds that he hit home runs off of that were also using PEDs? Yeah.
I'd guess yes.
Well, not I guess. I mean, we know what were there, 104 names on the Dowd report or whatever it was? And many of them were pitchers. So he faced guys that were using performance-enhancing drugs. I think what the Hall of Fame needs to do is just, you know, if you don't embrace your history, you know the saying, you know the rest. You're doomed to repeat it. So I don't know if you add a special wing to the Hall of Fame and it's the steroid era, but look, guys, that was part of the game. That was a huge part of the game for close to two decades. And to act like it didn't exist by refusing admission to some of the game's great players as a way of punishing them, this happened on the game's watch. And I'll never for a second believe that Bud Selig and all of the people that were involved in baseball at the beginning of this didn't know what was going on. They knew, and they did nothing about it, because when the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run chase led to evening news every night from August 15th through the end of the regular season, guys, not SportsCenter. They were headline news on ABC, NBC, and CBS's 6:30 national nightly newscast. Why? Because everyone loves the home run, and we were enthralled. They were chasing one of baseball's most symbolic records. And nobody at the switch had the presence of mind to say, wait a minute, this Maris 61 has stood for 37 years, and now two guys aren't going to break it. They're going to destroy it. They're going to beat it by more than 10%. That's the equivalent of watching a guy run a 9-second 100. The entire sports world is going to say, wait a minute. And nobody said wait a minute because the turnstiles were flying and the ratings were soaring and the game was getting broad attention from corners of the media that usually ignore it. So they were complicit. And at this point, I think Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he ever had his body transformation. He was, you know, he was a Triple Crown guy. He was one of the best players in the game. I think Roger Clemens was a Hall of Famer before he started using PEDs. So now you're leaving it up to the voters to try to become scientists and study their body transformations and when did they start using and who was using against them and, you know, was it a fair playing field? I don't know. I just look at the numbers. And if you go to baseballreference.com and you look at Barry Page's numbers, they're cartoonish. He's still got to put the bat on the ball. You still got to hit it over the fence.
Isn't that the truth? Jay, a pleasure, bud, as always.
Before I go, guys, quickly, a career minor leaguer, 9 years, buddy of mine, told me that for anybody that thinks PED is the magic bullet, there was a time when he estimated 60 to 70% of his teammates were using performance-enhancing drugs. 60 to 70%, guys. And you know where they were playing baseball? In the minor leagues. And Barry Bonds wasn't the only hitter using them. What he did was still Herculean. He cheated, and I hate that to my core. But I blame the game just as much as I blame the individuals. They let it happen.
Jay, that was well said. And I agree.
Guys, always good to talk to you, man.
A pleasure, buddy.
Talk to you later, Jay.
Take care.
Jay Crawford. You can see him all over Channel 3.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.